All right, let me move on into today's opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. And not only was Stan a great attorney, he's a longtime OG Right Side ruffian, so we'll talk about him more in a few minutes, but he's the daily sponsor of your Right Side Way monologue.
Practice of War sounds better.
Practice of War does sound pretty cool, I'll be honest. Speaking of the practice of war, so let me kick off. I was down at Fort Benning recently. I was down at Fort Benning recently, and at one particular moment, I was standing near the grounds of the Airborne School. It's the place called Tower Branch, where they train you how to jump out of the airplane by jumping out of towers and doing zip lines, all that kind of... Anyway, I was standing next to the Airborne School's Tower Branch with my two grandkids, and I was showing them where their daddy and I had both trained to be paratroopers. The towers that we jumped out of, the sawdust pits where we learned how to roll and do a perfect PLF, or parachute landing fall. I told him how we spent weeks learning how to jump out of airplanes. And my three-year-old granddaughter, she looked at me with as serious a face as a three-year-old self could ever make, and she very matter-of-factly said, "When I get big, I'll jump out of airplanes too." And you know what? I believe her. And okay, look, knowing this audience, I'm going to bet, in fact, I know some of you, that there's some Right Side ruffians out there who were paratroopers. Graduates of the Airborne School at Fort Benning, Georgia, the place where they take those individuals who've gone through life as what paratroopers like to call dirty, nasty legs, and turn them into bona fide sky soldiers. So bear with me. It's a whole thing, you understand. You see, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane is by no means a relaxing endeavor the way the U.S. military does it. No, sir. Everything about it's made harder, it's noisier, it's less comfortable, and by the way, it's pure D awesome. I don't care how many skydives you've got, right? I don't care how many skydives you've got until you strapped on 60 pounds of combat equipment and 35 pounds of parachute harness and gear and tied down your weapon, responded to the calls of the jump master to stand up, hook up, and shuffle to the door, and on the green light get the command to go and throw yourself into the darkened night, knees to the breeze, eyes on the faint horizon, feeling for the ground from 1,000 feet AGL, you have not lived. I'm just saying. Okay, so my testosterone levels have spiked a bit. But really, let me ask you, think about it this way. What does it take to become a paratrooper? I mean, it's just gravity, right? How hard can it be? The laws of nature are going to suck you out of that big steel bird when you stand too close to the edge of the doorframe, so gravity just does the rest, right? Wrong. You see, here's the thing. Anybody can jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Anybody can. But not everybody lands well. It's the landing that makes all the difference. But that's where the training comes in. It takes training to be able to land correctly, lots of training. The whole jump itself from the time you exit the aircraft is maybe a couple of minutes. But the airborne instructors, we call them black hats, they spend 3 weeks training you, and there's a great deal of time spent on actions in the aircraft, taking control of your canopy, familiarization, use of equipment, all that. But the bulk of the time you spend at airborne school, you're learning how to land, doing what I referred to a moment ago as a PLF, a parachute landing fall. You literally are taught over and over and over again, repetition after repetition, to keep your feet and knees together, your knees slightly bent, your toes slightly pointed, turn your chute to the wind, slow your descent, look out for your fellow jumpers, lower your combat equipment at treetop level, eyes on the horizon, relax, roll from the balls of the feet, the calves, the thighs, the buttocks, side muscle, kick over and dig your heels in the ground, activate your canopy release to avoid being dragged, all of that. And you do it to the point that after you've done it over and over and over again, you should be able to do it in your sleep. It's like muscle memory, really. Because every paratrooper who's ever jumped will tell you that, especially on those first few jumps, you're in a mental fog sometimes. It's a combination of hyped up and scared to death. It's the muscle memory that saves your hide when you make contact with the ground. And a paratrooper who jumps into a combat zone, and I've known a few, they can be rendered combat ineffective just by not landing correctly. I mean, they might not even get shot by the enemy. Just a bad landing, and they suddenly become a liability to unit effectiveness. This is why every single military jump has a specific pre-jump training you have to conduct. It includes practicing your PLS before you ever put on the chute and get on the plane. And I've had some good landings, I have. I've also got 3 fused vertebrae in my neck to prove that I've had some bad landings. And I can distinctly remember some of them. Like times when the drop zone was so dark that I couldn't see the ground I was about to land on. What did I do? I relied on my training. The time the jump master put us out over the trees, not over the drop zone. What did I do? I relied on my training. That time the wind picked up in hard gusts, or that I was drifting too close to an obstacle, or that time another jumper got too close to me in the air. What did I do? In each and every case, it was about drawing from the overly repetitious, sometimes mundane, but absolutely necessary preparations that I had made well before the jump. That's what made all the difference. Knowing what to do before I had to do it. So here's my point. I say all that, I tell that story and enjoy telling it, by the way. But here's my point, because there's always a point to these commentaries. We conservatives have got to get ready for the day. You hear me? We have got to get ready for the day. It's not enough to simply look at the ballot on election day and decide who you're voting for. We got to recruit the good candidates for office. We got to know the issues. We got to be conversant in the latest news of the day. We have to know why we say that we're a conservative. We have to know the right questions to ask and the right resources to review and the right means of speaking it and conveying it to others. If we as conservatives wait for somebody else to do it for us, guess what? They will, and it may not be what we would have wanted. We have got to have our ideological muscle memory in check. You heard me. Our ideological muscle memory. The ability to see something and know whether or not it fits within our belief system, our worldview. It's more than just soundbite knowledge, mind you. I'm talking about being a student of the things that you care about. And you don't have to know everything about everything. You don't. You can be well-rounded, sure, but you may have like just a certain niche. A niche that you want to focus on. Maybe your passion is, pick one, pro-life issues. Maybe your priority is education. Maybe you're a fiscal conservative and you have issues with government spending and taxation. Or maybe you care most about foreign policy or national defense or civil liberties or constitutional law. You pick. I mean, if it jazzes you up, if it's part of the way God wired you, then become a student of that topic and how to advance that cause in a conservative manner. But do not think for a minute that if you don't do it, it'll just work out. It's like I said before, gravity will always take a paratrooper down to the ground, but it's how you land that makes the difference. So, how well do you know what you believe? How well are you prepared to engage with what you believe? All that comes together because of what you do well in advance. All of that focus in advance is what prepares you for the day that you actually get to put it into motion or speak it unexpectedly or to vote or to run for office yourself. Look, if you're listening to this show right now and you listen any number of days, then that means you already take care probably more than the average citizen. I mean, shoot, you could be listening to a music-formatted channel or sports, but no, you tuned in right here to conservative news talk because you actually care, because you have a desire to see or do more issues of the day. It's that preparedness in what you believe and what you care about that's going to help you later. I mean, think it through. Think it through right now. Study it now. Ingrain the muscle memory now. Win the fight later, but ingrain the muscle memory now. George Patton used to say, you sweat more in training, you bleed less in battle. John F. Kennedy, he once said, things do not happen, things are made to happen. And that great pontificator of wisdom, Dr. Seuss, he said, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. It's true. What you do today will help you set the stage for success for tomorrow. And that's not just about work and family and finances. It's also about your ability to actually impact culture, to shape your community, to make a difference in your own sphere of influence. So I say, prepare yourself, my friends, you bunch of right-side ruffians. Learn the issue. Study the topic. Stay abreast of the news. Meet the candidates. Don't wait till the last minute and hope for the best. If there's a school board meeting out there with your name on it, be there. If there's a conversation you need to have with somebody at work, do it. Maybe with a friend. Go for it. You're far more likely to hit that drop zone and be an effective member of the team in the fray if you've worked out that ideological muscle memory long before you ever put your ideological knees to the breeze. And we need you. We do. Absolutely. Because we may have won the last election, but we got more to do. So be ready for the day. That's what I say. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.